Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're done. You're absolutely done for the week.
It is time for Lawrence Holmes. I saw you respond when I mentioned my calling bottom on the Bears here and just thinking that they're not bad enough to lose this game.
Not like this.
And you made some gesture. I wasn't sure if that was a get out of here gesture or a yeah, I'm with you gesture.
I'm kind of with you, but it is funny, like, the things that we end up kind of knocking down. Like, oh, this team isn't bad enough to lose three in a row. Oh, this team couldn't.
In a row ain't three in a row.
No, it isn't. Right? But I mean, this team isn't bad enough to lose to Philip Rivers and that Chargers team at home. And then stuff happens. I'm kind of with you on this. I don't want to firmly, because how could you pick the Bears?
How?
You know,
But I do that knowing that Rick Camp is already, he's got the open in his head based on just, he's already edited the thing in his mind.
I'm sure that he's already got it down. What I keep looking at in this game in particular, and it's one of the things I want to talk about on the show today. I feel like this Sunday is the last bastion of hope.
Yes.
Unless they win.
Yes.
Now, they win, then the hope bucket gets filled up a little bit.
In Pandora's box, that's all that was left, right?
Once
the evils were unleashed on the world.
That's all that's left in the box. You had to close the box again, make sure that it's still in there. Or let it out, I don't know. But it's the last one, because even the most ardent Bears fan that's like doing the math, like, well, yeah, I mean, obviously the Cowboys were 3-5 and they ended up, you know, winning the division and all this stuff. If you lose this one, there's nothing left. If you win it, though, I think that the bucket gets filled like halfway back up again, because now you have a week to get ready for a Rams team that is beatable on Sunday Night Football, and the whole country gets to watch your team again.
I get it, but to me it's twofold. One, this is the last chance because of when it is on the schedule and who you're playing to. You lose to the Lions at home. Not many good Bears teams have ever done that before, and this one waved goodbye a little while ago. But the other thing is,
goodbye, good.
If they win,
adios.
If they win, the how is going to matter more than ever. Because they squeak one out with a bunch of turnovers from Stafford or something.
I know.
Not to them.
But it does. And they'll be wrong. They'll do the coach speak thing. And this is who we are. And we can bounce back and all that stuff. And that's great.
And
you can have that.
They'll do the we told you.
Right. And you can have that. And I don't even begrudge them for doing that. Fine. This is your profession. It's your job. You got 17 weeks to make this crap matter to you. I get that. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But that how is going to matter? It's absolutely going to matter. And I don't. If it's a four-pick game for Stafford, and Mitch goes out there with three, or they're handing the football over, but the defense pulls you, but the defense stands up. The hell with it.
Here's what I look at. There's a couple things here. I kind of wish for Mitch that this game was on the road.
Because if things start badly, and
it's going to be rough.
They're going to turn off the Jumbotrons?
Yeah, but think about
All the video boards.
No, Dan. He was totally saying that tongue-in-cheek. Until the part where he started going on about everyone on TV talking about how much they don't like their team and no one knows what they're capable of as people.
I just need a gif of Mitch holding up the power cord like what's-his-face in Airplane.
Just kidding.
That's Johnny. That.
But yeah. To me, it's what I've been talking about, honestly, for the last 3 weeks. You just need to put together a game plan to win one game. That you can't look at the mosaic. If you're the Bears, you can't look at the mosaic. Fans can. Mm-hmm. We can't. Mm-hmm. They can't. What's your game plan this week to beat the Lions? And
Are you asking?
That is a bad defense. The Lions are so bad on defense.
Unfortunately, you know where they're the worst?
I do, Lawrence. I do.
Run defense. And you don't like to run the ball.
Mm-mm. No, you don't. You don't.
It's bad.
He says he does sometimes.
It's like strength against strength and like weakness against weakness with these two teams matching up.
Which hopefully makes for a somewhat entertaining game while we're watching something that may, you know, it may have the end you're talking about, you know?
If those receivers stay healthy during the game, it scares me. Because Stafford's been playing good ball.
Playing really well.
This year.
He's playing really
well. Was he fifth in passer rating or something like that this season?
Quickest to 40,000.
And that's why you people laugh and you're like, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Probably.
Even without ever winning a Super Bowl, because I don't see that in his future, ever.
Is he going to playoff win?
Maybe.
I was thinking about this. I was thinking about it too. Who's closer to their next playoff win?
Mitch or Stafford?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Stafford, because Mitch might be relegated to backup duty
right
next year. So what, the subsequent year.
Then do the team.
If you're the Lions, you're excited, aren't you?
I think so. We were talking to Herman Moore about it early in the show, and he freely admitted and had no problems doing it that the bar has been moved for Lions fans. So, like, it's just we'd like a good team, please. It's not this Super Bowl expectation thing that a lot of teams have coming into the season, and that's fans. You know, I'm not saying that's necessarily the organization, but when the bar moves, that really tells you something about the way things have been put together over the last few years. But they're still closer to a playoff win than this.
Can I ask you guys a question, and then I'm going to do the Dave Chappelle, the knock the water over GIF and run out of the room?
Okay.
Ow. If the Raiders make the playoffs this year, can they claim victory on the Mac trade? Now watch me run out of the room.
The Raiders make the playoffs.
With the guys that they ended up getting.
I was going to say... It's more having to do with gambling or appearing to have gambled and win the gamble. The Bears are bad enough to make the pick more valuable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the other side of it. It isn't really their achievement. It's the Bears' lack of achievement where they really get the value.
And the guys
that's Dan's way of saying yes.
Yeah, and the guys that they drafted are actually pretty good.
Yeah, so far. Do you have to weigh in then? What if Khalil Mack is wearing a Bears jersey in the Hall of Fame? How much does that matter to you when we're having this conversation? Because I bet it doesn't matter a whole lot to Bears fans.
But if you're the Raiders, you didn't have to pay him.
It's true. And some would tell you they couldn't in the first place. Some would tell you they couldn't in the first place. And I only say it that way because I don't know it to be true. I know other people have reported it and put it down. I don't know that to be true, so I'm just going to say it to you that way.
That's a decent football team that John Gruden has there. And they do something that their offensive line that they put together is really destructive.
Richie Incognito, a monster.
He's an incredible guard.
Let me ask you this. Is he a Hall of Famer?
Oh, I would say yes.
Boy, that'll be a rough day.
He is one of the greatest interior linemen of his era.
I
don't know how many Pro Bowls he's made, and I don't know with all. I mean, he's obviously there's something wrong with him, a horrible human being, a complete maniac, and you know, maybe mentally ill.
I
don't know.
I do wonder if the time that he spends after his career will even allow for it, because I wonder, because I think that guy is extremely troubled, and I keep wondering what will happen to him if he does not have football.
Yeah, he's destroying people.
He's only got 4 Pro Bowls for an offensive lineman.
Yeah,
that's not enough.
Yeah. I thought he had more than that.
He might get one this year.
He's
playing at that level this year. It was just funny, like watching them last night and going, huh, you know what else? And Tony said to me today, we were discussing it in one of the production studios. I do want to talk about the hope of this particular game, but last night, Mel was, you know, was supposed to come home a little earlier than she did. And she's like, hey, I'm going to be about an hour late. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, what am I going to do with this hour? Sure, I could watch The Flash or catch up on Batwoman. It's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch John Gruden's QB camp with Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh. Mm. How'd that go?
It's really interesting, Connor.
Is it revealing?
Yes, it is. And it's easier now with all the evidence that we have on this side of it. But there's also some other stuff in there that's interesting. Like, he was talking to Mitch and he's showing Mitch film. And he's like, Derek Carr, man, I really like this Derek Carr guy. I'm like, oh, yeah, that tracks, that works. But some of the things that got Mitchell in college have gotten him in the pros. And he hasn't. It was.
And you don't mean gotten him into.
No,
you mean,
no.
You mean he got got.
He got by Stanford. And Gruden just kind of went back over it with him.
What did you see here?
What did you see here? Why is it that when teams zone blitz, you seem to struggle with that? Why were you not able to figure out that they were dropping linemen and that was the coverage look? Why did you throw that pass? There, it was really interesting to see him kind of react to it too. And he asked him all the questions, like, how is it that Mr. Ohio football ends up in North Carolina? He's like, oh, well, I thought about, you know, staying at home, but then I went to North Carolina. He's like, how is it that you sat behind that guy and then that guy at North Carolina? He's like, well, I mean, he's a great player and won a lot of games.
Yeah, really?
And then Gruden's like, and you know he didn't get drafted. So, you know, people are asking, like, how did – he asked all the questions that everyone – and what I – there are two things that I take from the John Gruden camps overall. Number one, I hate them. If I were a personnel person or a coach, I don't want John Gruden to have that extensive of a look into my quarterback. And I don't know if how big of a role it played – and how they're able to game plan, but I don't like it. I don't like that because you knew he was going to end up coaching again. This wasn't one of those guys that was out of the league and is going to stay out of the league. You knew he would end up back there. The other thing that I took away from it is there were a lot of warning signs. Even from the 30 minutes that he sat down with Mitchell, there were a lot of warning signs, and I'm just wondering what was it that – what did Mitch do? And he didn't meet with the Bears, right? So what was it in their tape study that they saw that they were like, ah, there it is? Because the tape breakdown that Gruden gave you all the ammunition you needed.
We kept may hearing about know. Accuracy, right? Yep. I mean, over and over, we kept hearing about accuracy.
Athleticism, accuracy, the arm strength, everything. But that'll be interesting to hear. I want to say something before we're out of here. I just want to mention that.
Wait, hold on. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. You have the floor, Mr. Bernstein.
Very excited tonight. This is the annual flight gala at the Ritz-Carlton to benefit Camp One Step from Children's Oncology Services. And as you know, we empower kids who have cancer and encourage them to take on the world through our various programs. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year is tonight. And a lot of people will, and the information coming out very soon about the poker tournament that is going to happen once again. We're going to be active on Giving Tuesday for this wonderful cause that's very close to my heart as a longtime board member and current vice chairman of this organization. Our silent auction items are online, and even though the gala doesn't get going until this evening, the auction is in full swing. We have a ton of sports memorabilia, of sports experiences, entertainment stuff, concerts, all available right now. I have tweeted the link. As soon as the show ends, I'm going to go over, I'm going to get to a computer, and I'm going to retweet the link. But if you're looking for a gift for someone, a great opportunity to work ahead for a holiday gift or a gift for yourself or something special. It's autographed baseballs and autographed bats and every sport, tickets for everything, experiences for everything. So if you want to help kids who have cancer and leukemia, I urge you to take a look at this. I'm going to put it into my Twitter feed in just a moment.
We're all very fancy this weekend. I'm hosting the Crohn's Colitis Foundation Gala at the Drake tomorrow.
Awesome. What are you doing? How are you helping people?
What are you doing?
My goddaughter's first birthday.
That's fancy. That works. That? Yeah, we can go with that.
It's kind of fancy, right?
Absolutely.
Go see how to
birthdays are important.
Yeah, there you go.
That is Bernstein and McKnight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.